The six Viking colonies on North Atlantic Islands constitute six parallel experiments in establishing societies derived from the same ancestral source. Those six experiments resulted in different outcomes. The Orkney, Shetland, and Faroe colonies have continued to exist for more than 1,000 years, without their survival ever being in serious doubt. The Iceland colony also persisted, but had to overcome poverty and serious political difficulties. The Greenland Norse died out after about 450 years, and the Vinland colony was abandoned within the first decade. The four main environmental variables responsible for the different outcomes appear to be sailing times by ship from Norway and Britain, resistance offered by non-Viking inhabitants, suitability for agriculture, and environmental fragility, especially susceptibility to soil erosion and deforestation. The Orkneys are an island archipelago just off the northern tip of Britain, wrapped around a large sheltered harbor. From the northernmost point of the Scottish mainland to the nearest Orkney island is only 11 miles, and from the Orkneys to Norway barely a 24-hour sail in Viking ships. That made it easy for Norwegian Vikings to invade the Orkneys, to import whatever they needed from Norway or the British Isles, and to ship out their own exports cheaply. Many species of land mammals, including elk, otters, and hares, provided good hunting. Viking invaders quickly subdued the indigenous population, known as the Picts. The Orkneys enjoy a mild climate. Their fertile, heavy soils have been renewed by glaciation and are not at serious risk of erosion. The Vikings conquered the Orkneys around 800 and built up a rich, powerful society that remained for some time an independent Norse kingdom. In 1472, ownership of the Orkneys passed without conquest from Denmark to Scotland. Today, the Orkney descendants of indigenous Picts and Norse invaders remain prosperous farmers, enriched by a terminal for North Sea oil. Some of what I have just said about the Orkneys also applies to the Shetland Islands. They, too, were originally occupied by Pict farmers, conquered by Vikings in the 9th century, ceded to Scotland in 1472, and have recently profited from North Sea oil. Differences are that they are slightly more remote and northerly, windier, have poorer soils, and are less productive agriculturally. Raising sheep for wool has been an economic mainstay, but raising cattle failed and was replaced by increased emphasis on fishing. Next in isolation after the Orkneys and Shetlands were the Faroe Islands, 400 miles west of Norway. Lying 300 miles south of the Arctic Circle, the Faroes enjoy a mild oceanic climate. However, their more northerly location meant a shorter growing season for would-be farmers and herders. Salt spray from the ocean combined with strong winds to prevent the development of forests. The original vegetation consisted of nothing taller than low willows, birches, aspen, and junipers, which were quickly cleared by the first settlers and prevented from regenerating by browsing sheep. In a drier climate, that would have been a recipe for soil erosion, but the Faroes enjoy rain on an average of 280 days each year. The settlers themselves also adopted policies to minimize erosion, such as building walls and terraces to prevent soil loss. Vikings settled the Faroes during the 9th century. They managed to grow some barley, but few or no other crops. Cows, pigs, and goats were abandoned within the first 200 years to prevent overgrazing. Instead, the Faroe economy became focused on raising sheep to export wool, supplemented later by export of salt fish, and today of dried cod, halibut, and farmed salmon. In return for those wool and fish exports, the islanders imported from Norway and Britain the bulk necessities that were lacking or deficient in the Faroe environment, especially huge quantities of wood. The islands became tributary to Norway in the 11th century, passed with Norway to Denmark in 1380, and achieved self-government under Denmark in 1948. The 47,000 inhabitants today still speak a Faroese language, directly derived from Old Norse, and very similar to modern Icelandic.